The Gemara in Daf Yud-Ches Amud Aleph brings down a machlekes if yesh lavud be'emtzer or not. So in other words, if you have aver in your sukkah less than gimel tefachim, you say lavud and it would be kosher. If it's more than gimel tefachim, three tefachim and up, you don't say lavud and it's pasul. And alternatively, if you have three tefachim of aver, you could add schach pasul to it, you could add some shepudin, and that will be memaidit from three tefachim of aver, and now you would be able to say lavud on what's left, and your sukkah will be kosher. But one mandamer says that you only say lavud if it's on the tzad, if it's on the side of the sukkah near the daifin. But in the middle of the schach, you would not say lavud. And another mandamer says you could say lavud even in the middle, even smack in the middle of the schach, you're able to say lavud. What's the beer in this machlekes? So the Rishonim and Mazver that the machlekes says, if lavud is a din in mechitzas dafka in the daifin, and therefore could only work if it's attached to a daifin. If you have some type of daifin, you could say lavud to extend from that daifin, but just smack in the middle of the sukkah, you can't. Another mandamer holds no, lavud is a stam alachem ish mesinai. It could be said even in the middle of the sach. It does not have to be attached to a daifin. So that's a machlekes if you say lavud be'emtza or not. Now the Ran over here says a chiddush that he says even if you hold, even if you the mandamer that you say lavud only min atzah, not in the middle. So pashas, whenever you have three tefachim of aver on the tzad, on the side of the sukkah, next to the daifin, as long as you're memayit, you make it less than three by adding schach basel, you should be able to say lavud. But the Ran says a chiddush that is only true if you memayit the avir, if you make the avir less than three by adding schach pasul, if you put the schach pasul on the side of the schach, but if you put the schach pasul on the side of the daifin, then it will not work. So, for example, if imagine you're facing the sukkah, the daifin is on the right, then you have avir, then you have the schach kasher on the left, and between the daifin and the schach, you have three tefachim of avir. So if you add a little bit of schach pasul on the left side, in other words, you extend it from the schach kasher towards the daifin, and then you leave a little bit of avir, that would be memayda, and now you could say lavud from the wall to that schach pasul. But the Ran says, but if you would put that schach pasul on the side of the daifin, in other words, it's connected to the daifin, and now you have airspace between that schach pasul and the schach kasher, then that would not work, because Dr. Ran, that's basically lavud ba'amtsa. The lavud would be ba'amtsa, you have to close up that airspace between the schach pasul that you added and the schach kasher, that's the emsa, and it's not going to work. It only works if you put the schach pasul next to the schach kasher, and now you have less than three tefachim, and now you can say lavud from the daifin of the sukkah all the way till the schach kasher, and that way it will work. So that's what the Ran is mechadish. Now the Ran asks on himself, he says, L'chari, you should be able to say this, even if you put the schach pasul on the side of the daifin, because that lochay would not be lavud b'emtza, because if let's say you put the schach pasul next to the daifin and now you have airspace between the schach pasul and the schach kasher, so we could also consider that to be lavud min atzad, lavud connected to the daifin, for a simple reason, because we say daifin akuma. The daifin akuma will extend. Daifin akuma says that the wall will bend and the schach pasul connected to the wall becomes part of the daifin, like Rashi explains earlier, and therefore we could consider that the airspace next to the schach pasul, which is next to the daifin, is really Minatzad, because it's connected to the daifin of the sukkah through daifin akuma. So why then, asks the Ran on himself, why would it not work if you put the schach pasul on the side of the daifin, not the side of the schach, l'char through daifin akuma, that should be considered lavin bin hatzad. Why does that not work? L'char, it should work. It's a good question. So the Ran answers a gemal d'kachiddush. He says a big yisayid, that he says, even though you're right, the through daifin akuma, now the lavin is considered minatzad, but there's a more basic problem over here, and that is that we don't say to halachas and Moshe Messina on top of each other. We can never combine two halachas. You can't combine two different halachas and Moshe Messina together. You could only say one halacha Moshe Messina by itself. So being that over here, you could only say lavud, which is halacha Moshe Messina, because you first said daifin akuma, which is also halacha Moshe Messina, that's not going to work. You can't combine lavud and daifin akuma together. If each one on its own is not going to work, you can't combine them together. You can't have a sukkah, which is kasher, through a combination of two different halachas of Moshe Sinai. That's the Gemara Gechiddush that the Ran says. Now, based upon this, Rabbi Kiveger says in the Tshuva in Simin Yud Beis that we could be mazmer another Ran, a Peldik Ran. This Ran is brought down by the Magen Avraham and others. He's going on the Shulchan Aruch. When the Shulchan Aruch paskins, these paskins, the Pasha, the halacha, that if you have schach pasul on the side of your sukkah next to the daifin up until the aramis, it's kosher because you say daifin akuma, right? That's a halacha everyone's masking to. Up until the aramis, you say daifin akuma. That's brought down in Shulchan Aruch. But Zakti Shulchan Aruch, he adds on that that's only true. I'm sorry, Zakti Magen Avram, Mishem Duran, he quotes Duran to say that that halacha that we say daifin akuma is only in a case where your tfanis or magias la schach, if the daifin of the sukkah reaches the schach. But if the daif in the sukkah does not reach the schach, if you have airspace in between, then you cannot say daif in akuma to be machsher the schach puzzle. Peldek hazach, what does this ran mean? Everyone asks on the ran, why not? We know that a sukkah is kosher, even if the mechitzas are not magil schach, that's beferish in the Mishnah and daf design, as long as you have a mechitzah of 10, it's kosher, even if you have airspace in the middle. So then, what's the problem if you have airspace? And now you have schach puzzle on the top, you say daif in akuma, everything should be fine. What should be the problem over here? Why does the Ran say that you don't say Darfin Akuma if the Tfanas are not Megiras Aschach? So Zakti B'Kibeger, he says that Ran is going Lishitaseh from the Ran over here. The Ran over here told us that we can't combine two different halachas and Moshe Mesinai together. You can only use one and not two. So he says if the Tfanas are not Megiras Aschach, then how is your Sukkah Kasher? So the Ritva speaks out and after Zion, it's through the halacha Moshe Mesinai of Good Asik Mechitza. Good Asik says we can extend the Mechitza all the way up to the Aschach. So that means you have one halacha mishum sinai of good asik, and then you have daif and akuma, another halacha mishum sinai to be machshir the schach posel that you can't do. You can't combine two different halachas and mishum sinai together, and that's the pshat in the ran that you could only say daif and akuma if tfanas and magiras aschach, but if they're not, you can't say daif and akuma because the ran is going lishitaseh from what he says over here in daf yud ches that we trei hilchasos la'arminan, we don't combine two different halachas and mishum sinai. That's the beautiful beer of Rabbi Kiveger, and that ran is going lishitaseh from the ran over here. But what's bothering me in Rabbi Kiveger is the following, that we know that we mentioned earlier, the Ran and Daf Dalet says a klal that when it comes to the sukkah, you never say good asik mechitzah by sukkah, because bina mechitzah on the karas of aleka. And the question we had in the Ran is, Imkain, how does he understand the Mishnah Daf design, that if you have a mechitzah 10 tefachim high, it's kosher, even though it's not Megillah Aschach, I thought we don't say good asik mechitzah by sukkah. And l'chor, the pshat is, like the stipler explains, that the Ran holds you don't need to come on to good asik. You don't need good asik. The pshat is that there is no din that the mechitza has to reach the schach. You need a mechitza asar tfachim, you need schach on top of it, but there's nothing wrong with having airspace in the middle. That's 100% kosher, even without coming on to good asik mechitza. So if that's true, if that's pshat in the Ran, then that means when tfanas are not megillah schach, the Ran doesn't need the halacha of good asik to be machshir the mechitza, and then to say daif and akuma. It's kosher even without good asik. So there's not two halachas in Moshe Mesinai, it's only one halacha in Moshe Mesinai, daif and akuma, and l'chor Rabbi Kiveger is shver. L'chor, that does not explain the Ran, why you need tfanas megillas aschach, because it's only one halacha in Moshe Mesinai, you don't need the second halacha in Moshe Mesinai of good asik mechitza, and that would be a tzarechi, and on Rabbi Kiveger, he must have had a different havana in the Ran earlier. If anyone has a pshat, how to understand Rabbi Kiveger's havana in the Ran, why this would require two halachas in Moshe Mesinai, or perhaps a different pshat, I would love to hear.